Turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who have gone down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place.
Desperation, where all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation
Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed for 2 days. And because of his words, many more people became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world."
Here at our church, we're going to sing a very old, this is called the doxology, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." When I was a child growing up in church, we sang this every Sunday. And I'd like for us to allow this to be a prayer, a collective prayer, a community prayer, a corporate prayer to God. Let me just read the words to you and then we'll sing it a cappella this morning. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's sing together.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let's pray together. Bill, would you lead us in prayer?
Oh, yes. Dear Heavenly Father, mighty God who sits on your throne in heaven, watching us as we praise and worship you together, thank you for this chance to get together. Thank you for Sundays to come through the week, to come in here and get re-energized, juiced, and to meet each other and lift each other up before you. Thank you, Holy Father, for this moment in time. It's no accident that we are here. You directed our footsteps. You got us up this morning, gave us the plan, and we got here. So we thank you, Holy Father. Thank you once again for what you're doing in each one of us as individuals and together as the crowd, as the church. Please help us to be even better disciples day by day, moment by moment, to be following you, have our hearts be in line with you, because we do represent your thoughts, you as an individual, and your church as we go out into the world. So thank you for what you're doing in us as we go out into the world. So please let these few minutes that we're in here help us to magnify that throughout the week, if you would magnify it, Lord. So as we go out during the week, people can see what happened in here for the few minutes that we were in here. Please bless the sermon as it's given today. Once again, please bless John to be a clean channel, a clean conduit for your Holy Spirit to give what you would have us hear today. And we know someone here today needs to hear it. We all do. But we know someone in particular needs to hear this message. So we thank you for us being in here. We pray for our leaders of the country and in the church. Once again, the world is just getting more and more complicated with technology and everything, but we thank you, Lord, for holding us true. And please bless the leaders of our church and our country. Please bless the offering as it is given today and as it is received. So please bless all your humble servants in here and the offering as it is accepted. Thank you, and in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Let's sing that doxology one more time. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. As the ushers prepare to receive our morning tithes and offerings, we're all aware of what's been happening in Nepal. Another earthquake, a massive earthquake. They call it an aftershock, but it was nearly as large as the first quake has hit again. And the Church of the Nazarene is on the ground there. We have over 300 churches in Nepal with 8,000 plus members there, and many of them have been affected. And we want to be the arms and feet. We want to be the fingers of Jesus. And many of you have asked and are wondering, how can I help? Next week, we will be receiving a special separate offering for Nepal, and it will be sent through our compassionate arm of the Church of the Nazarene and get immediately on the ground there that we can begin to provide crisis care kits and immediate relief from some temporal needs. So next week, this week, if you want to be praying and setting aside some funds to give in that offering, every penny that you give will go directly to Nepal through the arm of the Church of the Nazarene there. And ushers, if you would begin to receive our morning tithes and offerings this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Ha ha.